Adam, start with you.
Thanks, Celine. Thanks, Marcelo. Congratulations, win number 21. The manner of the victory, Marcelo, was that as important as the victory itself? How you won it today?
Felicidades por la victoria. Es son 21 partidos ganados. La manera en que se ganó el partido es tan importante como la victoria.
Es un partido que de la primera hora de juego hacia atrás podríamos haber obtenido una ventaja superior.
In the first hour of the game we could have had a different result, score, different score.
Y en los últimos 15 minutos del partido podríamos haber el rival lo podría haber empatado.
But in the last 15 minutes of the game the opponent could have drawn the game.
El equipo es un partido distinto al que nosotros que deseamos jugar.
We played a different game regarding the style we want to use.
El partido fue con nos costó, no tuvimos la pelota al final del partido en los últimos 20 minutos.
In the last 20 minutes of the game we didn't have the ball.
Y el rival ponía disputaba en nuestra área con pelotas aéreas.
And the opponent played in our box with aerial game balls.
Y bueno, ahí la posibilidad de equivocarse pues aumenta, ¿no?
And in the box the possibility of making a mistake is higher.
Más que de equivocarse, cualquier las consecuencias de cualquier error pueden ser serias, ¿no?
In other words, the consequences of any mistakes are different.
El equipo mostró mucho oficio para jugar el cierre del partido.
The team showed a lot of experience to play the last 20 minutes of the game.
Pero hubiéramos deseado poder haber generado más peligro en el luego de los en los 20 minutos finales también nosotros.
But we would have wish to create more danger in the last 20 minutes of the game.
No pudimos contraatacar.
We couldn't launch counterattacks.
Y eso hizo que la sensación de que el partido estaba dividido aumentara.
And the feeling that it was a 50-50 game increased.
Marcel, how concerned are you about Patrick Bamford and also Calvin Phillips? I know he played the 90 minutes, but both seem to be injured at one stage.
Hay alguna preocupación con Bamford y Phillips, aunque Phillips jugó los 90 minutos.
Veremos de aquí al martes.
We'll see by Tuesday how they are.
Yo tengo la impresión de que no, de que podremos contar con ellos.
I think they would be available.
Pero sería prematuro anticiparme. No sería inconveniente anticiparme.
But it wouldn't be convenient to anticipate the real situation.
Thank you.
Marcelo, Bamford seemed to be struggling really from the moment when he scored. Were you at any stage tempted to take him off earlier than that? Was it a struggle for him to stay on as long as he did?
Pareció que después de que marcó el gol le costó a Bamford de jugar. ¿Estuvo tentado usted en sacarlo antes o no?
Sí, yo creo que debería haber considerado la decisión que tomé debería haber pensado en tomarla antes.
Yes, I could have taken the decision I took earlier.
Él no pudo, para nosotros, la desmarcación, el desplazamiento, el movimiento.
For us, the movements in the pitch.
Lo necesitamos para atacar y también para presionar la posesión del rival.
We need to make movements in the pitch to attack and to press the when the opponent has the ball.
Y en ese sentido Bamford es muy importante.
Patrick Bamford is very important in this.
Justamente por ser un jugador de peso me resistía a sacarlo.
And because he's an important player, I didn't want to take him out of the game.
Pero también vi claramente que una prestación mermada como la de él nos debilitaba.
But I saw that his performance weakened us a little bit after the goal he scored.
Hay veces que uno, por la importancia de un jugador, se resiste a retirarlo del campo.
Sometimes when you know that the player is very important, you resist to the temptation of taking him out of the pitch.
Pero también hay que considerar que al no estar al 100% su aporte para que el equipo funcione disminuye.
But as he was not at 100%, his performance decreased. And
he is on a good run of goals, Bamford, at the moment. Are you happier with his goals or with his general performances in the team?
Está marcando muchos goles, Bamford. ¿Está contento con los goles que marca o más globalmente con su rendimiento en el equipo?
Bueno, que él convierta es una necesidad para un equipo que en ocasiones le falta contundencia.
It's an obligation for a team for him to score when a team lacks of efficiency.
Pero aparte es un jugador que en el juego colectivo tiene un rol muy importante.
But he also has a very important role in the collective play.
Thank you. Marcelo, Kiko Casilla seems to be going from strength to strength and playing really, really well at the moment. And he seems to have found his way in this league, if you like. He seems to be performing really, really well at the moment.
Parece que Kiko está jugando muy bien en este momento. Está encontrando el ritmo adecuado.
Sí, él transmite serenidad.
Yes, he gives serenity to the team.
Resuelve sin complicaciones las acciones que le toca enfrentar.
He solves the situations he has to face without any complication.
Y no se equivoca cuando tiene que darle respuesta a las situaciones que tiene que resolver.
And he doesn't make any mistake when he has to respond to the situation that he's facing.
And how pleased were you to have Gaetano Berardi back today? It was nice to see him back out on the pitch.
Está contento de ver de nuevo a Berardi en el campo.
Y Berardi siempre es un jugador muy importante para nosotros.
Gaetano Berardi is always a very important player for us.
Haberlo recuperado y tenerlo a disposición.
The fact that we have him back and he's at the disposal of the team.
Es un apoyo muy grande para el equipo, para el rendimiento del equipo y para los compañeros también.
It's a very important for the performance of the team and it's very important to have him back for the players.
Es un jugador muy querido, muy respetado y muy necesario.
He's a loved player, he's a very respected player and he's a very important player.
Marcelo, Calvin Phillips was magnificent in midfield. How important is he and that role to this Leeds team?
Phillips fue magnífico en el D4. Es importante en el medio de del equipo. Es importante para el equipo.
Está después de Kimpan Ranger tuvo dos actuaciones, la anterior y la de hoy, de mucho peso en el rendimiento del equipo.
Is after Queen's Park Rangers, he had two very important performances against West Bromwich and this one.
Cuando él juega bien,
and when he plays well,
el nivel del equipo aumenta claramente.
The level of the team increases clearly.
Marcelo, can I ask how much you are enjoying this at the moment, the situation at the top of the Championship? It is very tense for the supporters, but how much are you enjoying it?
Está disfrutando la situación actual en la cabeza de la tabla. Es algo, hay tensión para los hinchas, pero
bueno, la palabra disfrutar es difícil de decir después de un partido, ¿no? Aunque sea, aunque hayamos ganado.
It's very difficult to use the word and enjoy after a game, even if we have won.
Pero cuando la mirada se aleja un poco de la efervescencia de los partidos, estoy muy contento de estar viviendo esta experiencia.
But after when we have an analysis sometime after the game, we feel I'm very happy to leave this situation.
A lot of the rivals behind Leeds have lost again today, and the top three are now quite clear of the rest. Do you think Leeds are now safe in the top three positions?
Aparte los tres que primero que ganaron, los demás tuvieron resultados más difíciles. ¿Usted piensa que Leeds ahora está segura de en las tres posiciones?
Mire, en el fútbol hablar de posiciones seguras es muy arriesgado.
It's very risky to talk about safe positions in football.
Thank you.
Yep.
Marcelo, I thought the team did a really good job in spoiling Bristol City's play. I just wondered if there was work specifically done on, and what work was done in terms of stopping Bristol City's passing in particular.
No, I didn't understand your question.
What work was done on stopping Bristol City?
¿Qué trabajo se hizo para neutralizar a Bristol?
Trabajamos especialmente el juego aéreo por el eje central del campo y específicamente a la altura de nuestra área.
We worked a lot the aerial game in the middle of the pitch and specifically at the level of our box.
At one point it seemed Calvin Phillips was man marking Semenyo, the young teenage forward. Was that a definite thing or was that something that happened on the pitch as the game played out?
Pareció que Félix marcó, tenía una marca bien particular. ¿Eso es lo que pasó?
Félix jugó por delante de los centrales nuestros.
Calvin Phillips played in front of our two center backs.
Adaptándose a la posición del número 20 y del 18 en el primer tiempo.
And he adapted his position to the number 18 and to number 20.
En el segundo tiempo, cuando ingresó el número 10,
and in the second half when we had the number 10 for Bristol,
él tuvo una posición más retrasada.
He played a little bit backward.
Y luego cuando entró el número 45,
and when the number 45 played,
él cedió su espacio a Berardi y volvió a la mitad de la cancha.
Gaetano Berardi played in his position and he played as a midfielder again.
Considerando al 20 y al 45 que cambiaban de posiciones, centro izquierda.
We took into account that the number 20 and 45 switched positions.
Y después volvió atrás.
And then he played back in the defensive lineup.
Cuando el número 4 se ubicó como atacante, como tercer atacante central.
When number 4 played as a third number 9.
And having played Bristol City twice now, what are your impressions of the team of Bristol City?
¿Cuáles son, después de jugar dos partidos contra Bristol, cuáles son sus impresiones del equipo?
Bueno, es un equipo difícil de enfrentar.
It's a difficult team to play.
Si el partido se juega según lo que Bristol propone, que es evitar que la pelota pase por la mitad de la cancha.
If we play the game as
with the Bristol style, which is to prevent the ball from going through the middle of the field.
No es sencillo superarlo.
It's very difficult to beat them.
Tiene jugadores importantes.
They have Bristol has important players.
Más allá de que hoy puedan no haber destacado.
It doesn't matter if they played good or bad today.
El número 8, el número 11.
Number 8, number 11 are important players.
El número 9 es un jugador de peso.
Number 9 also is important.
El 18 es un jugador joven con que tiene, me parece a mí, cualidades que para pensar en un delantero con futuro.
El 18,
sí.
Number 18 is a young player with skilled player, and we can think of him as a good number 9 in the future.
No sé si número 9.
There's a good offensive player in the future.
Yes. Porque es un jugador que ha jugado de 9, atrás del 9 o en los costados, ¿no?
Because he can play as a number 9, he can play behind the number 9 or he can play as a winger on the sides.
Me da la impresión que es un equipo que tiene es sólido en defensa y tiene jugadores para desequilibrar en ataque.
It's a strong team in defense, and Bristol has players to break the balance in attack, to make the difference in attack.
Hakan,
your players look very focused. They don't look nervous. Just wonder how important is mental strength going to be in the next few games.
Sus jugadores parecen muy concentrados y no nerviosos. Va a ser importante la fortaleza mental en los próximos partidos, sobre todo con el nivel de las expectativas.
Sí, yo creo que ese aspecto va a tener mucha incidencia en la resolución de los últimos partidos de la liga.
Yes, I think this aspect will have a lot of importance in the resolution of the final games of the championship.
And so, final question. What is the nature of Patrick's injury?
¿Cuál es la lesión de Bamford? No escuché lo que se dijo antes.
Es un golpe.
He received the kick. It's a kick.
Es un golpe que produce dolor.
It's an impact that produces pain.
Y que no lo dejó poder lograr su máxima velocidad para desplazarse.
And it prevented him from reaching his maximum speed to make movements.
But it wasn't a twist or a tear.
No era un desgarro.
No es una lesión muscular.
No, it's not muscular injury.
Pero de todas maneras, yo no soy el indicado para opinar sobre el tipo de lesión, ¿no? Solo por cortesía contesto.
But anyways, I'm not the right person to answer this kind of question. I just answer because I'm polite.
Anyone else?
Sorry, Marcelo, just on Patrick, did he collide with the post or was it player contact?
Fue cuando marcó el gol y chocó con el poste. ¿O fue con?
Sí.
Yes, it was when he scored the goal.
Any complaints, Lee?
No, not in terms of the result, if you like. Probably the right result. I think we could have got a draw. We had two chances, I think were good chances for Mara's open goal, really, if he took the touch when he should have just left it. I thought Matty Taylor's chance was a really good one to lob the keeper. He was like sort of probably 15 yards out of his goal, and he's only got to lift it. And normally Matty's brilliant at that little sort of lofter. So, it was a competitive, scrappy, horrible game, wasn't it? And I was disappointed with our quality in the first half. But you also have to give them credit for the way they hustled and harried. And they'd done to us what we often do to teams in this division. So, yeah, tough day at the office, if you like, but one that we expected to be tough because obviously the quality that Leeds have got.
Well,
fourth goal to concede, and not unlike one other, I'm trying to think which it was recently, where there was too much space on the right side of the box and the cross has come in.
Yeah, I mean, look, goals get scored, don't they? It was like... In that,
Ailing had a lot of space, didn't he?
A young lad's lost a runner, hasn't he? And then the goalkeeper's ended up in the back of the net before the finish has even taken place. Do you know what I mean? So, it was too soft and too easy. But again, that's where we've got to learn. You know, particularly at home, we've got to be stronger. Fans. Showed a little bit of displeasure at half time, not sure who at, do you know what I mean, whether that's the team or the referee or whatever. It might have been the referee because he made a few dodgy calls, but I think it's important that the remaining home games that we're really, really united.
And you picked Semenyo, gave him his first start. What did you make of his performance?
I thought he was okay. I thought he performed some individual actions quite well. Like you saw a couple of times, he rolled the opposition player physically. I thought he got into some good areas, but we didn't supply him the ball early enough. And I think he'll learn an awful lot from that game. I think that it will expand his mind to what the Championship's like and how bright you've got to be, if you like, to cope with it. But we've no doubts in his future, and like I say, we're looking forward to working with him as long as we can.
What tends to happen when Taylor comes on though is he gets chances, doesn't he? He finds little pieces of space, and today, as you say, probably should have scored.
Yeah, he got the chance, didn't he? You expect that. And I think the challenge for quite a few of our lads is to be as good from the start. Do you know what I mean? And we've got a really strong bench, and players. Credit to them, because they come off the bench and they perform well in little cameos, if you like, and we're going to need our experience and players like that to stand up both ways.
To Ipswich on Tuesday night, they've got a draw at West Brom today, no pushovers, are there? And the expectation level will be different. You're not playing a top team, you're playing the bottom team on Tuesday. Yeah. So fans probably got an important part to play on Tuesday.
Yeah, always. Like, I think, listen, every game in the Championship is really, really tough. And Ipswich will be no different. They've got a really good away point today, and they've got some good players. Obviously, they spent well and big, if you like, in January to try and give themselves a chance, and you can see that they're not throwing the towel in. So, it's up to us to be at our best everywhere, staff, players and fans.
From the start,
yeah, of course.
Thank you.
You mentioned about him being a scrappy...
Am I answering this one?
It's up to you.
Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say about Marcelo Bielsa said quite a lot of nice things about the team and how they kind of set up to kind of spoil the attacking midfielders. I mean, is that something you were expecting?
Yeah, I think they're very, very good at it. Their front, their back two are very aggressive on the front foot. Midfield like disrupt well because of their energy and their application to go and get tight. And I think what we didn't do well enough was exploit the weaknesses of that particular style, which is one or two bits of quick play and then find the space. And that comes with a quality. It also comes with a mental sort of calmness, if you like, to be able to pick out and execute that particular delivery that's required. And that was my frustration more than anything, because like we'd worked on it during the week. We felt that we could really expose them on that, and we just couldn't get enough love of the ball, if you like, to be able to, kill them where they could be killed.
Is one a result of the other, so where they're constantly...
Yeah, of course it is.
Disrupts everything in terms of best laid plans.
Yeah, that's the word, disrupts. You know what I mean? And they got quality, and they're very good at disrupting, which is why they are where they are in the division. And our issue today was that we weren't playing the next pass early enough in our head. Do you know what I mean? You've got to know your next pass. It's not playing the next pass, it's knowing your next pass so that you can set your body and tuck it around the corner and get it back. And that comes with a, a mental calmness, really, and it's definitely credit to them, but also an area that we've got to improve when we play the top teams.
No injury, no knocks or anyone?
I don't know. To be honest, I just gave a quick end of post-game speech and then moved on. Okay.
The top six obviously still in your own hands. How important is that, do you think that could be?
What do you mean, it being in our own hands?
Yeah.
I think that we've got 11 games to 33 points to play for. And we've got to give our all in all of them. We will. You know what I mean? I've got no doubts in my mind on the players and the fact that they want to achieve success this year. It's arguable what success looks like for this club, but we're in a position where we've got to give it everything we've got, of course, to get one of those spots. And ideally, we'll be the hunter in terms of like trying to catch those one or two or three clubs that are above us, and we've got them all to play. So I think that we've just got to make sure we keep our best players sort of happy, if you like, and bright and rested, and they, it's their responsibility to go and produce the type of performances that we know they can.
Right. You've come up against Bielsa twice now. Is there anything in particular that stands out as particularly impressive about the way he set the team up or his way of coaching, if you like, what you've seen from that lead side?
I can only talk about the two games, and in the first game we was in it until the sending off, and then this game was fairly even, but they were just slightly more at it, slightly better technically. So you can see the style and the philosophy that he's trying to play to, and that's always a sign of a good coach. But I think there's many good coaches in the division. It'd be interesting, particularly with those top three, who plays who, and I'd love to play Leeds again in the playoffs.
Thank you very much.